Commentary on story number 25, dialogue. This very short story really goes into one of the aspects of real teaching, and that is, in a setting which is instrumental, which is really active, one of the things that is done by a real worker, and this is done not only in guidance and teaching, but also within the larger field, the field of larger work, is to set up certain situations which will then act from which people can learn. And it's a common approach within some Sufic work in which people are actually put together for the purpose of learning from each other. The while the particular situation is important, perhaps it has something to do with making money, perhaps it is working in a garden, perhaps it's the so-called spiritual nature, the particular thing is not so important as the possibility and the potential for these people to gain and learn what they need to learn from association with each other. And then when that lesson is finished, they can either complete the work that they've been assigned or move on to something else. And in the course of being assigned new work, again, the appropriate relationships are set up. This is one of the reasons for circles of work. But again, it's also one of the reasons why a person is given particular jobs to do, put into particular situations. Situations are created for people, and relationships are established so that people will have to work and live with each other, interact, and in so doing gain certain qualities, or at least have the potential to gain those qualities. These are examples of some real work. I should comment that when people just follow their own desires and likes and dislikes and their own inspiration or intuition that they should do a particular job and they ask somebody else if they should do it or they can do it, or if there's a vacancy and then the vacancy is suddenly somebody pops up and says, well, I would like to do this. I've been thinking I should do this. This may or may not be appropriate for the particular person or the situation, or it may not be the best for the organism in which the person is involved. It takes somebody of perception to look at this, evaluate it, and act not just on the basis of outer desires expressed by somebody else and knowing that a particular need can be filled by a particular person, but rather whether it should be or not, whether it's the most appropriate thing for not only that person but also somebody else who might be more appropriate. This is one of the reasons we're actually giving work, making assignments. And in the course of this, it also can be done silently so that the conveyance of the assignment can be something on breath and heart attunement. There can be work in the evening, can be attunement to the individual from the guide, and then it's up to the person who is seeking to attune to that being, because that is the ladder, the stepping stone to the connection of the, or one of the stepping stones of the connection to the real, and then from that gain that guidance and intuition, and then outwardly express the need, not based on personal desires, wants, or aversions, but rather on knowing and feeling that it is the appropriate thing to do. So these are all ways of action, interaction, guidance, and assistance that are done from the perspective of a real worker. This is the end of this commentary.